Reading again today from the book of Revelation, Revelation 12. We referred to this a few days back. It says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth the man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne." All right, now, speaking once again of this woman as being Israel, we see that Israel here is portrayed as the woman that is in great travail to bring forth her king as to her man-child. Well, that is to say, the woman having an inheritance according to the law, she must of necessity have a child. And so then we see here that this woman is bringing forth her child, and the red dragon is laying in wait to devour this child. So we see that very evidently that this child being caught up to the throne, that the woman hath been delivered. And when we say delivered of a child, we're actually referring to the fact that Israel, having been blinded in part, now unto the fullness, when it comes in, the scales shall fall from her eyes, or as to the veil which was over Moses' face, the intellectual reasoning as to God in concept of intellectual thoughts. This thing as to an indoctrination, as to an intellectual thing, will be eradicated, and they shall see clearly as to what these things were that was given to Moses in the mount, who made these things in a symbolic manner on the earth until the time of the Reformation, that Israel should be led by these things until the day of the Reformation, as to whom the promise was made, as to Abraham, as to the seed. And when the seed came, then in the fullness of time, that was the end of the keeping of commandments and ordinances. So then Israel is ready to be delivered from her travail of all of these things and of her precious problems without as to nations misunderstanding Israel. See, the thing that we should remember is that with Israel, in her teaching, she is taught that when she goes to war, that she is to spare neither infant nor suckling. She is also taught in a way that she does not understand grace, that she knows nothing of grace as to a teachings unto salvation, and that her law is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And also that in her teachings, as to people expecting her to give up her land, we should consider this, that with her it is a covenant with God as to that which was given to her by the father Abraham, and that it is the feeling that they have betrayed that as to the trust of God. See, and these things make us a lot of times to understand better if we know how to deal with a nation. Because we all, as a nationality, we have national inheritance. We have national privileges. We have national blessings. And all of this is wonderful. You know, but the thing that we have to remember is that Abraham did have 2 sons. And we also have to remember that these things are allegoric, whether it be as to the Arab nation or whether it be as to the Jewish nation. Because as to one is an allegoric thing, as to show a bond child and a free child in one perspective, as to one dimension of life, then it moves on to a second power, and then it shows just on farther on down that the very one that showed the free child has moved up now to a perspective as to natural and spiritual, and it shows not as to natural to natural, but as to natural to spiritual, and the one that was the free child in that as to natural is now in comparison as to natural to spiritual, the bond's child. Even as Paul said, "And this answers unto Mount Sinai, for that which is and now is in bondage with her children." So then we see that with these things, We have to remember that God in His greatness as a Spirit spake unto the people in parables, and allegorically speaking, He has shown us these things. As it is said that all of the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly understood by the things which do appear, even to the eternal Godhead, so that we are without excuse. In that God is a Spirit, and the fullness of God dwell within the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we who are followers are partakers even of this great Spirit through the righteousness of God, which was wrought by the blood of the Lamb. So then when we see Israel here in the travail, then we see as the child being delivered, we know then that Lucifer is cast out, and the Bible said a third part of the angels of heaven come out with him. That's symbolized here by the falling of stars. So in this, that he goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, because he is very angry. He knoweth that he hath but a short time. So the middle of the week, as to Daniel's last week, is an expose. Now let's look at this just for a moment. As it was 500 years before the coming of the Messiah, the crown had left Judah and had gone down into Babylon in 70 years as to the prophecy there as coming from Jeremiah. We realize that here 70 years is to be fulfilled down in Babylon. So in this we find that Daniel is raised up, the Hebrew children is raised up as leaders, and then comes the time when Nehemiah, at the end of the 70 years, brings back a restoration as to building the walls in the days of King Artaxerxes. And then we find that there is about, as to history, a 500-year period that extends over from then as to the silent years, as recorded by scholars, unto the coming of the Messiah. And we find that when the angel came to Daniel, when he was beseeching God as to what would befall his people in the latter times, that the angel said, I've come to give you skill, Daniel. And 490 years, or he said 70 weeks, is determined upon thy people. Daniel said, as to reading the scrolls or reading the Old Testament, he said, I find out that as to prophetical utterance, a day is to a year, and a year as to a day. And so then it is 400 as to 7 times 70. It is 490 years. And then we find that with this, it was said that as to the first part of this, that within the 49 weeks here, that things would come to pass as to rebuilding the temple. And then we find that as to that that was to come, as to a total of these things, being 483 years all the way to Calvary. And then all of a sudden something happened. The Jews were driven out of their homeland, and God stopped counting that time as to the vision. And as to 490 years, and the vision shall be sealed up, everlasting righteousness shall come in. And the transgression shall be taken away as of the people. It's evident that the Messiah took away the transgression, because where there's no law, there is no transgression. And transgression of the law evidently is sin according to the Holy Scriptures. And he that abideth not in the law, then he is under the curse. And it is evident that by the law shall no flesh be justified, for the just shall live by faith according to the Scriptures. So then in this, even the Old Testament scriptures that I'm speaking of, so then we find out that in the scrolls we're taught this, and Jesus come and made an end of the transgression by becoming our atonement, by becoming our sacrifice, by being made our sin, and giving his own blood as a lamb without spot in the evening time upon the big brazen altar of Calvary, as to the wrath of God, God a consuming fire, the fire that never goes out, as that symbolic thing of the Old Testament was, as to the big brazen altar, even that was lifted up in the wilderness as the brazen serpent. It's a symbol of that. And so then we find that the transgression is gone, and there 483 years, and then a separation there as to the 7 years of Daniel's last week yet to come, and in between there the church ages as a door open in heaven, a heavenly perspective, and the earthly perspective not coming back in until the 7 years come. And with this, the Jewish nation coming back in as to God bringing in the tribulation period, or the time of Jacob's trouble, is spoke of in the Old Testament. So then we find that when this 7 years comes back to the 483 years, the 490 years will be finished. And with this, the transgression has been made an end, and the Jews will enjoy the wonderful privileges of not sinning against God, in that their sins will be gone forever. for he hath taken these sins away in Christ Jesus, and they will accept them Messiah, and the great millennium earth will come in. As to the joy and the deliverance of the child, as we see this, as to those wonderful things that God is doing, as to finishing and sealing up the vision of Daniel, as to the 490 years, the 483 plus the 7, and then in this anointing Messiah as to his kingship, and restoring as to the holy place as the holy of holies, and then God accepting his people through grace, and then the millennium coming in, and the great wonderful salvation of God as to the return of the church, where all people shall worship God, the house of the Lord being established in the last days, all nations flowing unto it.